And this week, instead of our regular financial strategy segment, I decided to personally sit down with retirement specialist John Burrs from the Christian Financial Advisor Network. We had a brief discussion on retirement planning. Here is my brief interview with John. Well, hey, John, you know, we constantly hear from our audience that they appreciate the insights that you provide on retirement planning each week right here on Follow the Money Weekly.
Well, thank you, Jerry, for having me on your show this week. And I've greatly enjoyed the opportunity to be able to share financial strategies with your listening audience. The times we are living in have really escalated the need for financial planning. And I believe people are less fearful of the future if they have established a financial plan for themselves and their families, because being prepared is the best solution to relieving stress and fear. So your radio show has been a wonderful platform to do this, and I would like to encourage your listeners to take some time this week and forward the FTMDaily.com website to everyone in their address book, because there are so many people who need to understand the times we are living in and how to prepare for it. I also believe that if everyone would forward the link to the website to their friends in their address book, that they would be appreciative of the fact that someone cared enough about them to help make sure they are financially prepared for the times ahead.
Well, John, you know, you were one of the very first advisors that our company accepted into the Christian Financial Advisor Network. Many people have commented on how good you have been to work with. And I was just curious, how has being a part of the Christian Financial Advisor Network, how has that impacted your retirement planning practice?
Well, Jerry, I can not tell you enough how wonderful it has been to be able to share biblical financial principles with those folks who have a genuine concern to follow after what Jesus has taught us that we should do with the assets that he has entrusted to us, and how to be good stewards of their assets. As you might remember, when you and I first talked about CFAN, my vision was I wanted to have the opportunity to share my faith and belief of what I think the Bible teaches us about being prepared for the future financially. The more and more I read the scripture, it amazes me just how many financial strategies that the Lord gave us to help guide us through the current times and the times that are ahead. He taught us how to provide not only for ourselves, but also our families. He taught us that giving to further the kingdom of God is an important part of any financial plan. And if we do it with the right spirit, he will bless us in return. He taught us how to prepare for our older years. And most interesting, he gave us strategies of how to do it. So to answer your question about the opportunity with CFAN, I can truly say that this has been the most exciting time of my career.
John, as a part of the Christian Financial Advisor Network and being a Christian yourself, you have a lot of Christian clients. In your opinion, how should Christians view the topic of financial planning and retirement?
Well, Jerry, as I stated before, God has entrusted us everything that we have, and it is up to us to be good stewards of what he has given to us. And to expound on this a little farther, I have appreciated your series on the five steps to building a financial game plan and how important it is to start with level one, which is building an emergency reserve, then advancing to level two, which is protecting your assets, income, and life before you need it, and then level three, diversifying your reserves, then level four, build a diversified investment portfolio, and then level five, things that you can do with advanced investing. I see too many times where people do not do these things, and they do not do them in the proper order. I think about the passage of Scripture when God says that when they are living in peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. I know this was given as an end-time prophecy, but I think you can apply it to building financial strength. I have seen many times that people are feeling real secure about their assets and what they've accumulated, and then because they didn't protect them, something like a lawsuit, a natural disaster, an accident, a nursing home expense, or high medical expenses has totally wiped them out financially because they did not prepare by utilizing the five building blocks and doing them in the proper order. So my goal for clients is very simple. We want to create as much guaranteed income that they cannot outlive as their estate will allow. But then, when they pass away, we want to pass on to the heirs as much of the remaining estate as possible with the least amount of losses to taxes, probate, creditors, and nursing homes. So when we talk about protection, important protection elements would be life insurance, long-term care insurance, disability insurance for those folks that are still working, umbrella policies, and other protection methods depending on the client's situation.
John, I was reading a new report released last week by Retirement USA, and it says that Americans are, and this is stunning, but it says they are $6.6 trillion short of what they need to retire. You and I both know that the retirement picture for millions of Americans is looking very grim. What advice would you give someone who is maybe 5 to 10 years away from retirement and who has failed to save enough money?
Well, we know most people are undersaved and overspent. So I think that people need to lower their cost of living as much as possible. And then with the money they have saved by doing this, they need to get out of debt. I believe the Bible is very clear about what God thinks about being in debt. My dad told me once when I was young that there are only two ways to get ahead financially, and that is to either go out and earn more income or lower your standard of living so that you do not give away all that you have earned. And if you can do both, that's even better. If you are only 5 to 10 years away from needing to use your investments to live on them, by all means, use investments where you will not lose money if the economy worsens. I see too many people gambling with their investments in the stock market when they really don't need to do that. They are trying to hit that last home run with their investments, and more baseball games are won hitting singles and doubles than hitting home runs, because percentages say there is a better chance you will hit a single or a double than a home run. But most importantly, don't make an out. Like a lot of people did back in 2008 when the market nosedived, and then again before that, back from 2000 to 2003, people were trying to hit those home runs and they waited too long to protect what they've already earned. And then it is important to sit down with a financial planner to help you determine your income needs now and in the future. What will your expenses be when you retire? What types of protection could benefit you the most? And then reviewing this information on a regular basis is very important.
Well, John, if someone listening would like to talk with you about creating a solid financial game plan for retirement using these five levels that we've talked about, or perhaps who wants to get a second opinion on their current retirement plan, how can they do so?
Well, Jerry, I can be contacted through the Christian Financial Advisors Network, and they just need to email me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. Again, that's John, J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. And you can leave me your contact information, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Well, John, I know many people appreciate hearing your weekly financial strategy right here on Follow the Money Weekly. I appreciate what you do, sir, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. And again, I've really enjoyed the opportunity to be able to do that. And I hope everybody takes heed to the fact that I would really like for them to email the FTMDaily.com website to all their friends in their address book. I think they'd be real appreciative of having the opportunity of hearing someone that can help guide them through these economic times.
John Burrs is a retirement specialist with the Christian Financial Advisor Network. If you would like to ask him a question about retirement planning or investment planning, you may do so by emailing him at john@cfanetwork.org. Or you may call 800-609-5530.